Molly McLay is a social worker in Champaign serving sexual assault survivors. McLay is one of several women interviewed for this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report about sexual assault and harassment in the state. She spoke with reporter Maureen McKinney.
Do you mind telling me about the experience that makes you a survivor?
So I've actually had a number of experiences that I would say would fit into that category. Legally, what I experienced would be defined as sexual assault or attempted sexual assault. But moreover, I have had a number of experiences in my life in which coercion, emotional coercion, was used to manipulate me into doing different activities. Mm-hmm. Now, I think because of the way we talk about sexual assault, or the way we don't talk about it, they weren't things that I necessarily identified as bad as they are. I felt uncomfortable, but I didn't, I guess I would say there were two particular instances in which things moved in a more extreme direction. One was a time when I was highly intoxicated and the person I was dating had sex with me, and the next day I did not know what had happened because I was that intoxicated, and it wasn't until years after that I realized legally I don't think I could have consented to that. The other instance that is probably the one that I think was the scariest is an instance where I would say an attempted sexual assault happened. I was out with a friend. We met some people doing karaoke, and I was pretty heavily intoxicated then as well. And this guy was hitting on me pretty hard and was really inappropriate. But this person took me on a walk after having given me, kissing my neck so hard that I had bruises. Mm. And while walking, we were in an alley, but this was someone I had just met and was talking to and was interested in, and he tried to get me to have sex with him in the alley, and I was at the point where my pants were pulled down, and I was starting to freak out, not knowing what to do because I knew I didn't want to do it, and I kept trying to say all sorts of different things to, like, get him to, like, back off.
Mm-hmm.
But I had so much shame around those things. I thought that it was my fault because I was drunk or because I led the person on.
It took her years of working with survivors to recognize that her own experiences were just as serious.
They were crossing over boundaries and using coercion because they felt entitled to some kind of sexual activity with me. I value consent and healthy sexual interactions and relationships even more than I did before because I know what it feels like to not have it. I think the campaign I'm most interested in seeing is the one where each person says, me too, I am going to take an action today to try to end sexual violence and support survivors.
That was Molly McLay, a Champaign social worker, speaking to reporter Maureen McKinney. McLay is one of several women who shared their stories of harassment and assault for this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report. To read the full story, go to nprillinois.org.